Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach Boy. Some supporters of Nancy Pelosi are getting, rejuvenated here. Higgins is a piece of work, it says. He supported Pelosi throughout his political career and is only changing his support now that she has been exposed as toxic. She's the same person she was when he supported her. Well, I don't doubt that, except for the fact that as long as he supported her, we have not had this anti-Trump rhetoric going on, despite everything else. That seemed to be their major source. So maybe before Trump became president, or maybe even ran for president, she wasn't the same way and changed her positioning on what was important and what wasn't to going after Trump instead of getting legislative things done for their constituents.
I mean, how popular do you think she is when she goes out there and says that Trump's tax cuts are crumbs? Didn't resonate well with
What it does is it shows the elitism. Something that would mean a lot to most people were characterized as crumbs to others. That's Marie Antoinette. Let them eat cake. Marie didn't work out too well. Somebody ought to tell Marie about tell Nancy about Marie. Here's another text. Pelosi's 78, and that nutcase Maxine Waters is 79. Why are they still there? Why are they still relevant? Well, I think you can be relevant as long as your mind is working at almost any age. But I think the question is their shelf life over? When's the last time they did anything meaningful? When is the last time they said anything that stirs you to think about something?
Somebody needs to start a campaign. You show a picture of Maxine and Nancy Pelosi, just their picture, and then underneath it just say term limits.
Yeah, oh yeah. I think she's the poster. I was going to say poster girl. Isn't this amazing? I was going to say poster girl, and as I was about to say it, a little voice says, don't say girl now because you'll get sidetracked. People will say, she's not a girl, she's in her 70s, she's a woman. But you can't say poster woman. That doesn't sound right. Should you say poster girl, or what should you do? All of that is going through my mind in about 2 seconds.
I can think of some other ones.
I can too, but luckily I didn't give them. But she is the poster person, shall we say. We strive to be politically correct on this show, and she's the poster person for term limits. This is an interesting one. So, would you like to talk about the absolutely stupid, asinine things that come out of Trump's mouth? He is a factory of dumb. Wow, a whole factory.
Let me see. Factory of dumb. Let's look at the economy. Yeah. Let's look at what he's done with foreign policy.
The unemployment
he's dumb.
Is practically nothing. The unemployment is unheard of low. He's gone the first step with a foreign leader who doesn't march to the same drummer we do.
I'd rather have a dumb Trump than the world's smartest woman, Hillary Clinton.
Yep.
Was beat by the dumb guy.
Yeah. She was so smart she didn't know. Did you wipe your computer? You mean with a rag, she said.
Sigh.
Yeah. Yeah, she was reading the stage directions. She was, where it says sigh, you're not supposed to read that.
She's so smart that she lost to a senile socialist and a game show host.
That's true. And they had to give her a leg up in order for her to beat him. Think about it like that. They had to stack the deck. The head of the party had to quit. Debbie Wasserman Schultz had to leave because they set the deck up for Hillary against their own guy.
And the fact that she had Hollywood in the mainstream media.
Yeah, outside of that, we can't think of a
thing. Given questions.
Here's one. This is not anything to do with anything, but it kind of characterizes something. I shook hands with Brian Higgins. It was like shaking a dish rag. Well, I've never shaked a dish rag, but yeah, I like a firm but not overly aggressive handshake. What kind of handshake do you give?
fist bump now because my arms hurt.
Oh, that's right. Buzzy Beamer, now there's a manly man. What kind of a handshake do you have?
I like the handshake and then the pat in the back, kind of like the president does.
Be careful on the back, especially if you're around Taylor Swift. Nothing to do with her back should be touched.
All upper shoulder. My hand doesn't go anywhere else.
Shoulder above. This is think of her as Korea. Think of the country of Korea. You have North Korea, and you have South Korea, and you have the demilitarized zone.
Well, when I think handshake, I always think professional, because usually a handshake is amongst friends or amongst a meeting somebody, yeah. And I want to, you know, hey, how you doing?
I think your handshake says a lot about the kind of respect you have for the person you're shaking. If, you know, I like a firm handshake, not crazy, you know, not where you're doing an arm wrestling move, but just firm. I hate a wet. Have you ever had a wet handshake where the you know, like the hand is ugh. I hate
about
that.
The
like a dead
noodle
fish.
Handshake.
Yeah, like I yeah, like
yeah,
a dead fish.
Not committed to the handshake.
Yeah, like I'm not really sure I want to handshake with you. And all the handshake is supposed to designate is that you're not
armed.
So that's what we do. We call the NRA and say, we shake hands with everybody.
The I just got out of the bathroom handshake.
Oh, no, no. You know what's awful? You go to the bathroom, you wash your hands, okay? Okay, wash your hands.
That's not awful.
Now, I don't have time for every last drop to dry of water because I'm on the radio. I got to get back in the studio. And you walk outside the door and there's somebody there. Oh, hi, how are you? And they put their hand out. So you got to tell them, I just washed my hand.
Or give them a forearm smash.
Yeah, because you can't tell them, you know, anything else. You want them to know you just washed your hand. And they, why do they offer their hand when you're leaving the men's room is beyond me.
Although I do admire when you and Danny Neverth jump up and do a chest bump.
We do. We do. First, we had to find Danny's chest. And once we located it, then we decided, let's do a fist bump and a chest bump. Well, he may drop by tomorrow on the show.
Cool.
Yeah, with some other people.
Does he bring a crunch rolls?
Let's put it this way. The people that'll be in this studio tomorrow, if the Erie County Sheriff's Department wants to send a paddy wagon, they can probably fill it up. They are very,
you think?
Very dangerous people to be around in front of a microphone.
You know, it's a good thing, though. The engineers were in here the other day testing the delay system.
Oh, you couldn't do that show tomorrow without the delay.
I think we've got 20 seconds now.
20 seconds?
Yeah.
Which is the last thing that Beamer heard about. He had 20 seconds last night. And he managed.
How did you tap into my cell phone?
We'll be back with more with Beach and Company on News Radio 930 WBN.
You have some thoughts on Nancy Pelosi, kind of the direction the party is headed. Wondering what you're seeing and what you're deciding this morning.
Well, the Democratic Party has to offer something affirmative, and the fact that we're not advancing as an alternative to the president's biggest campaign promise, that's an infrastructure bill that nobody here is taking seriously. Congress is not debating it. The nation's mayors and governors aren't discussing it because it's not a real bill. Democrats need to offer an alternative, and that's a $1.5 trillion bill that will create tens of millions of jobs over the next 5 years, that it will produce economic growth of 1.5% in addition to the 2.5% that economists forecast without it. That is something substantial. It's not the only goal of the Democratic Party, but it makes all of the other policy priorities possible. Without it, we're just stuck in this debate. And, you know, I'm not a fan of President Trump, but I think we have to, as a party, offer something beyond resistance. And that is a substantial plan on health care and an infrastructure that we haven't done. Now, the president's plan proposes to spend $20 billion a year, which sounds like a lot of money, over 10 years. That is nearly the same amount of money that American taxpayers spent in rebuilding the roads and bridges of Afghanistan and Iraq. We need to do nation building, but at home in America.
Enjoy a getaway to Ellicottville, which is one of my favorite places. I love Ellicottville, for their summer music festival. Visit our contest page on WBN.com between now and June 17th for a chance to win a three-night stay at Wildflower Condominiums, VIP tickets to the Summer Music Festival, and much more. For those who think that Nancy Pelosi doesn't have a clear thought in her head, Tony, you have a quote about her her synopsis of what happened when the president went to North Korea.
This is off of her Twitter page. In his haste to reach an agreement, real Donald Trump elevated North Korea to the level of the United States while preserving the regime's status quo.
Where does she get that? Where do you think her theory comes from? That they elevated North Korea to the level of the United States. Why? By putting side-by-side flags? I mean, really, I don't get her thinking.
And had he not negotiated with them or not sat down with them, then she would have, you know, had another criticism.
Yeah. That's it. No matter what happens, if Kim Jong-un said, you know what, we're going to become capitalist. In fact, we're going to name our country United States A or U.S. 2 or something. She wouldn't have been happy with that. And if you don't talk at all, she's not happy with that. It's one of these things where, what's wrong with this picture? Did you ever see that, what's wrong with this picture? And they show you a picture of something. One thing doesn't belong in there. So you say, what's wrong with the picture? He brings back the preliminary agreement, which is the first step. Remember, the longest journey starts with a single step. I just made that up. But the bottom line is, he's done something nobody else has really managed to do so far. If we can take it to the next step, fine. This is what we're learning, but you're developing a relationship. But just aimless criticism. And in fact, I think Brian Higgins addresses that. We've got to get more productive and more positive. In other words, quit telling us how bad Trump is. Start telling us how good you are. If he did something bad, tell us what your proposal is to have made it better or to make it better. Just simply tearing down the other guy doesn't work. I mean, you can do it in a short time, and especially if you've got something on them in a primary or the beginning of a campaign. But I think that's all they're campaigning for, not campaigning for, doing, is trying to find something on Donald Trump that'll derail him. And that's their whole mission. It's not serving the people that voted for them. It's just trying to serve themselves by making sure that their career doesn't go up in flames. We want to hear from you, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and star 930. In the Jerry Sieramski column today in the Buffalo News, Representative Brian Higgins said that he will not support House Leader Nancy Pelosi. I will not support her. That's a direct quote. Higgins cited the lack of a clear Democratic agenda. Well, no, I don't think they're lacking an agenda. I disagree with them there. They have an agenda, but it's the wrong thing. Their agenda is to dethrone Trump. That's their agenda. And I don't think that that's the right way to go about this. He's duly elected. Nobody is saying that he wasn't, although they're desperately trying to find something that will tell them that they were. But the bottom line is their agenda is there. It's clear, but it's the wrong agenda. But he says they should have an agenda as an alternative to President Trump. He's exactly right. Not an agenda that opposes Trump is different than trying to find out if he ever went and had a cheeseburger with Stormy Daniels after a stirring performance, as well as Pelosi's lack of interest in his bills to expand Medicare and to invest in infrastructure as the key sources of his frustration. But because he says that they are on the wrong path, he says the leadership is not there. Now, you take anything that's on the wrong path without strong leadership, it doesn't get on the right path by itself. If it's on the wrong path, it has to correct with the aid of a person or an organization. And so you get it back on the right path. He doesn't think his own party is going to do that or has the intention to do that or can do it at this point with her as leader. So that's basically the way he feels about it. And I think that's the beginning of perhaps a palace insurrection. David in Lockport. David, you're on WBEN.
Sandy, a happy Flag Day to everyone, and a perfect day for Donald Trump's birthday.
Yes, we sang happy, well, we didn't sing, but we wished him happy birthday this morning.
Yeah, he's probably happy you didn't sing.
It just as well, absolutely.
I think there's got to be a wave of insurrection against Bella Pelosi because little Brian, he wouldn't have the nads to come out and say something like this if he didn't know he was in on the popular side against her in the House.
He said that there are others, he doesn't want to call them out, who believe what he believes, but you're right. I don't think he'd be the first man over the hill.
Yeah, and Brian, you know, you guys play that clip of him, sensitive, very sensitive-sounding man. And Brian points out that, you know, the infrastructure bill would help the estimated 2.5 GDP. That would be ambitious for little Barry, who never got past 2%. But Trump has already doubled that. He's already doubled the 2% Obama got to in 500 days. And by the way, Brian, when you want to do the infrastructure bill, Barack Obama already stole $870 billion from us, little Brian. Where's the money, Brian?
Good question. And we have a similar one up on the text board. By the way, thank you very much. Thank you very much, David. Here's what it says. The Dems really sound disorganized and in trouble. The national debt was doubled. And $8 trillion was spent under Obama. Where the hell did the money go? Well, I don't know where it all went. I did see a big chunk of it being lifted with a forklift into a jet airplane being sent to, oh, I don't know, Iran. Yeah, I've never seen that much money in my life. It looked like the time Nevereth left his counting room unlocked, and he let me peek in.
That's right there with my last check, by the way.
Do they cash it at the drive-thru, or they say you'll have to go into the bank and get it?
No, they brought an 18-wheeler into it.
Very nice. Yeah, I see the video of the forklift truck on a pallet of money, and I'm assuming they're not ones. We'll be back with more of Beach & Company on News Radio 930 WBN. Just a program known as the Ultimate Getaway. Today's deal of the day for My Buffalo Perks is a $465 certificate for a one-night stay at Wyndham Gardens Falls View in Niagara Falls, Canada, for only $55 U.S. Includes vouchers to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, which is excellent, by the way, if you've never been there, Outback Attractions, and much more. Go to MyBuffaloPerks.com. It is Beach & Company. We're asking you to comment on Brian Higgins, who sounds very definitive, as he is not going to support Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. He says to paraphrase, that the party's lost the way. We've got to do something more positive. And we've been saying that for some time. You can't run a country just by negativity.
I'll tell you one thing. You know, in Brian talks about there are many others that think like him but haven't come forward and said anything. If they don't get the blue wave that they've been predicting, then I think you're going to see more voices start to speak up and want to rid the party of the progressives, the ultra-liberals, and those type.
And think about it. Everything that Trump accomplishes now, because he at the beginning of his presidency, he had a lot of things that he wanted to go after and make better and eliminate and whatever. And as he was doing this, the people who didn't want those eliminated, whatever, were against what he was doing, obviously, and his approval numbers were low. But as he has gained success, and everything he does now is adding to the approval numbers as well. So now he's getting things done, he's getting approval numbers, and I think the people like Brian Higgins have awakened and said, we're not doing anything to slow him down, let alone stop him. And so we need our own agenda, something that would be attractive to the American people, rather than just try and put him down. I mean, and so I think that's a legitimate thought. But the reason we're doing this at all today is because it's so unusual to have Brian Higgins speak out like that in the first place. In the second place, as Tony brought up, he must be sure, because he says there are others, a lot of others like him on the floor of the House that think the same way. Well, I think that's probably true. Otherwise, as Tony pointed out, he would not go, he wouldn't take this journey alone, I can tell you that.
If they don't speak up, they could be looking at 12 years before they could get realistically look at getting the White House back.
Well, it depends who they put up, obviously, but maybe Hillary will run again.
If she's not in prison.
It's a good point. That AG's report comes out today. We'll see where that goes.
I can't wait to see it.
I know. That's must reading, isn't it?
It is.
Exactly. But we'll find out where that goes, and, of course, we'll cover it right here on News Radio 930, but it's supposed to be out today, this afternoon. So,
like Joe says, can you imagine how the media is going to spin it?
No, and that's half the fun of watching. Half the fun of watching is it's almost like you're playing poker with a guy who's sitting in front of a mirror, and you can see every one of his cards, and then you get to look at him. And he doesn't know that you know what he has in his hand, but it's fun to watch how he tries to spin it, what he tries to represent, because you know what's in the mirror is the real hand, and he's got nothing. He's got nothing. All right, Joe Beamer, who has everything a young man could want, including a Facebook.
Leo goes, recognizing that Congresswoman Pelosi is a fringe wacko makes sense. But is there a Democrat to replace her who isn't? I don't think there's much of a chance the Democrats will be that the Speaker will be a Democrat next term.
Well, you know, that's a good point. There's a lot of people that could step up and replace her. I don't think the party is going to say, you know what, we made a mistake with Nancy Pelosi the last few years, and we got to change our whole course and whatever. So let's vote for somebody who is a totally different thought process, fresh ideas. I don't think they're going to do that. So then they put in somebody else. But if you're not familiar with them, if you're not in their district, then you have to learn all about them. I think they need a change in direction in the worst way. And they can do it starting today if they want to. Keep in mind, here's who some of the people are that have said that was a good thing that the president met with Kim Jong-un, and we're going to see positive results. The UN Secretary General said it, okay? South Korean President said it. We've got Russia just said it. We just got that. Putin said it, too. We got all of these people saying it's better now than it was before. And then we got Nancy Pelosi saying, no, it's not that good. So, I mean, you're going to stack that up?
She poo-poos the economy. She poo-poos tax breaks. And she
tax break, $1,000 was, what did she describe? Crumbs.
Crumbs, yes.
I don't know about you. I don't know many people where $1,000 would be crumbs. But that's how she, and so by doing that, doesn't she realize that by positioning $1,000, which most people would think is a substantial amount of money, okay? By positioning $1,000 as crumbs, she positions herself as an elitist totally out of touch. And strangely enough, she doesn't need positioning on that. She is that.
Look how the pendulum has swung. It wasn't too long ago that we were looking at the primaries in the Republican National Convention just before it, where the Democrats were making fun of the Republicans, saying that this was the end of the Republican Party.
Yeah.
Look how it has changed.
And look, success builds on success. As Trump is having successes, they're going to keep piling up, and it's going to be more and more desperation moves for the Democrats unless they just totally change their position. And you know who's going to hold them back from that? The people like those ultra-lefties. They don't want the party to go a different route except further left than it already is.
Keep pushing that Russian collusion. It's working so well for you
guys. Oh, yeah, just one bombshell after another. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll return on News Radio 930 WBN.
Are you saying the leadership just isn't there right now from Nancy Pelosi?
I'm saying leadership in the Democratic Party is not there on any of these issues. You have to be specific. You have to tell people what it is you want to do, how you're going to do it, and how it's going to affect their lives. That's not happening. We need to do better as a party, not only nationally, but locally as well.
The bases are a lot further when you're carrying another human being I had lost a bet with him. We were raising money for kids escaping drugs. And the deal was the loser had to carry the winner around the field on their back, around the bases. Now, I'm about four times the size of Barry Lewis. And I really wanted to win. I really did. I wanted to see if he could even lift me. But unfortunately, I lost, so I had to carry him. And I got to second base pretty good. But then I started to poop out between second and third. I made it home, but I would not have been able to steal home, believe me.
The Bisons used to do a fun event years ago. It was a media pitch, hit, and run competition.
Oh, that'd be cool.
So everybody was involved. The late Tom Connolly, myself, represented WBEN, Rob Lucas for 102. Danny Neverth was there with his guys, and it was a lot of fun. We we hit opposite field.
Okay.
We bunted. We had to run the bases. We had an accuracy event, then they would cook up hot dogs on the by the dugout for us. It was a great time.
Here's a question: who won?
We didn't.
You didn't win.
I don't remember who.
You won. Don't remember who did?
But Connolly and myself were competitive, but I don't remember where we placed.
Most of the media is not exactly in athletic shape. Let's put it that way. Some are. Some are. Like in our team here, the three of us, Buzzy Beamer would have to represent us.
Yeah, because he's the youngest.
He's the youngest, and you can't lift your arms.
I can't do anything. I just pulled a groin muscle. I've got my arms down. I'm a wreck.
Yeah, you are. So we're not going to let you do it.
And I play softball, so I'm all ready to go.
You'd be the guy.
Yeah,
you'd
let's
be
go.
The man. So anyway,
we won't mention his batting average, though.
Oh, you can't.
Hey, we're not talking about women.
You can't hit. Yeah, you strike out more than most people.
On and off the diamond.
Yeah, we're not talking about my dating life, Tony.
Yeah, those kind of things are fun. They don't do as many of them as they used to, but they are. They're kind of fun to get out there and do it.
I wish they'd bring that back.
By the way, today it's mostly sunny, 75. Tomorrow, sunny, 77. A Saturday afternoon thunderstorm south of Buffalo and a high of 81. And that's that. Yeah. Minor League Baseball always has been known for doing a lot of promotional things. And a lot of them are fun. A lot of them are fun. And I don't know this year how they'll ever top celery being removed. As you know, didn't celery bite the dust at the end of last year?
We wish celery well.
We do.
Well, celery is in a managerial position for the races. I mean, he is still there. He is just not.
Oh, celery's kind of retired from the competition part?
Yeah, celery will not race, but celery does make appearances if you're lucky enough. And I'm sure with it being the wing jersey weekend, celery will be on the field.
Oh, yeah, so they're wearing a Wings jersey?
The Buffalo Wings versus the Rochester Plates.
Oh, okay. I saw that. Do you have one of those jerseys?
No.
Because you collect all the jerseys, don't you?
Yeah.
I like the Rochester Plates one, to tell you the truth.
I have the hat for the Wings, but not the jersey.
You have the hat for the Wings, but not the jersey.
Yes.
And you're rooting for the Plates.
Well, I like their jersey because I like the garbage plate. In fact, I posted a picture of one yesterday, like I could really go for one.
All right.
Tony can't stop talking about that garbage plate.
It works.
Had one since 1986, and it was like, wow.
What's in the garbage plate?
Everything. Anything you want.
That's why it's the garbage plate. George Costanza could eat out of this?
Probably.
Yeah, he would eat the eclair.
On the top?
Like Nick Tahoe's in Rochester has, that's where I tried it. Macaroni salad, fried potatoes. You could either go hot dog or hamburgers, onions, Texas sauce.
Well, I don't want to bring down your self-esteem, but when we've sent you out there for combat duty, the results have not been pretty. You got beaten in a meatball eating contest by Don Postles.
I can't do contests. I just can't. Those days are gone.
Don Postles beat you.
Yeah.
I mean, is there no shame, Tony? There are times when you have to say, I'm hanging up my lips. Anytime an Italian like me gets beaten in a meatball eating contest by Don Postles.
Nobody was going to beat Carl Russo that day anyway.
Well, Russo is a lean, mean eating machine.
Yeah, he
should have known that.
We don't, but you know, no offense. Tony can hang it up when it comes to competitive eating because we have our competitive eater.
Oh, yeah, we do, but he's a newsman. Yeah, he's out there eating the windowsill right now because they haven't put out the memo. Such and such and such and such is in the bistro.
Yeah, I don't think there's birthday cake for Brenda, so it must be a sad
day. Oh, a salad. Maybe.
A salad. She would want a salad.
Yeah, maybe. That would calm him
down. She says she would have a tofu cake with eggplant frosting.
Oh, God. Yeah, anytime he gets a little out of hand for food, just hold up a salad in front of him. It's like holding up garlic to Dracula. You know, is that garlic? Oh, get me out of there. I'll say this about tomorrow's show. Don't miss it. It'll be interesting. I can tell you that.
I can't wait for it. This is my kind of thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
My kind of town.
Well, I was going
Chicago
through some history,
things
that we were looking for audio to play tomorrow. And it was a blast going through some of the old memories of KB, you know, like Jack Armstrong. There was a
Jackson
crossover
Armstrong.
With him and George Hamburger. And,
George.
I mean, that's you guys really had it then.
We still hear from George from time to time. He's a commercial real estate salesman.
Right.
A very elite man, probably driving a fabulous car, too.
Ooh.
First time I ever met George Hamburger at KB he was driving an Indy 500 pace car, and that was cool.
Neat.
And I saw one on one of the car auctions about a week ago, and it was the year George's car, it was like the same exact year as the one George had.
You know, we're talking about all the legends from KB. Out of those guys, who had the coolest cars? Besides you, you probably had the coolest.
Probably George.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know many of the disc jockeys that were really into cars that much. They lent us a lot of cars at KB to drive, and either as to give away as a prize or to do commercials for. They want you to drive it so you know what you're talking about when you do a commercial for it. And we've seen, I told you, they brought the 240Zs were delivered to us to drive, which was really cool.
Wow.
They had Honda. Was the first year Honda was in this country, and they lent us a couple of Hondas. Let me tell you something. Honda's very nice now. Not so much then.
No?
I'll just tell you that. Yeah. And the Judge, you like the Judge?
Yes.
They brought a bunch of muscle cars over one time, and the Judge was one of them.
Oh, man.
Because they wanted the publicity of what they were like and the commercials for them. They bought time to run commercials for the vehicles we were driving. So that was kind of cool.
Hey, and dealers, we're open for that, by the way, if you want to do it again.
I think we all like cars, but I don't think... I think Hamburger was probably, because afterwards, I know he had a Subaru Brat.
Yeah, those were kind of cool.
We talked about that the other day.
Yep.
With the seats in the bed of the truck with handles on them. You couldn't even sell that now in America. So he had one of those. And one of the worst was Irv Weinstein's cars.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He drove Citroens and things like goofy cars, just goofy cars. So not everybody loved cars. You know, not everybody was into cars.
Did you try to educate these guys? You
know, I did. I tried. And in some cases, they did ask for advice. I know Maria Gennaro had a Mercure. Remember those? She had a Mercure, and she was getting another car, and she asked me for some advice. So I was the go-to guy for advice about cars.
And Nevereth wasn't into the cool cars?
Occasionally, yeah. He had a new Thunderbird that he got hit head-on the thruway with one time. He had some cool cars, but I think Hamburger would win that one.
Nice.
All right, that about wraps it up. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm not anywhere responsible for tomorrow's show. I'll do the disclaimer now on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.